Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what? Big Oil back on Capitol Hill. They might as well just camp out in tents there. They're there every flipping day now.
Yep, bring out the caravan, prop up the motorhome.
Yeah, no kidding. And they have to defend themselves on Capitol Hill, which is just disturbing.
Yep.
Top executives at the five largest oil companies tried to shift anger over high prices to a debate over supplies Wednesday, which is what it all is.
Right.
Leading a senator to accuse them of acting like hapless victims while racking up record profits. Patrick Leahy, Democrat out of Vermont, fine state of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
All they produce in Vermont are Democrats. There's nothing else there.
Democrat farms.
That's about it. It's like potatoes in Idaho. Told the executives there's, quote, a disconnect between normal supply and demand and the skyrocketing price of oil, surpassing $130 a barrel, even as the oil leaders testified that the industry has yet to explain.
Mm-hmm.
J. Stephen Simon, executive vice president of ExxonMobil Corporation, said profits have been huge in absolute terms, but must be viewed in the context of the massive scale of the industry. He also said high earnings are needed in the current upcycle to pay for investments in the long term when profits will be down.
Right.
Yeah, well, that is true. I mean, if you look at – you can look at their profits and say, wow, they make $40 billion. Take a look at their revenue. Their revenue is $404 billion, which means they're spending $364 billion on producing the stuff.
Yeah. Cost. Yeah.
ExxonMobil has a 10% profit margin. Mm-hmm. BP, all the other ones have a 7%. ExxonMobil does what they do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
10% profit margin. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, any company.
And that most of that money comes from exploring and drilling for oil, not from refining and marketing. In fact, their profits in that sector are down 39%.
Mm-hmm.
So to think that, oh, well, they're just skimming us out of money and they're making a ton of money is bull.
Mm-hmm.
It is all supply and demand.
Yep.
What is the number? Do I have it written down here? Let's see here. Oh, yeah. The demand right now is 86.5 million barrels a day. The supply is 85 million. A third grader could tell you that's a problem.
Yeah.
Your supply is a million and a half less than your demand.
Right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It gets even worse, though. The IEA estimates that by 2012, the demand will reach 95 million barrels a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, supply ain't going anywhere unless we drill. They're running out of oil in the Middle East. So what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's on us now.
Yep. And in this the article we have here, it says that the only way that these oil companies can get, you know, the price of gas to go down is if they're allowed to expand.
Yeah.
They have to be able to expand their operations. All right, you just said supply demand. There's not enough supply.
No.
If, you know, and it's not that hard to increase supply. I mean, there's oil all over this place. Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
We did a story three or four weeks ago. Was it North or South Dakota? They found some.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can, it's all over the coast of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's in the Gulf. It's ridiculous. How much of it is out there? You know, if we drilled for it, I guarantee you, price of gas would go down. It's a simple equation.
It would take a little while. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight.
Right, because you have to drill it and get it out and refine it and set up an operation.
It takes so long to refine this stuff, and people just don't understand. Mm-hmm. But, 62% of all onshore federal lands are off limits to oil companies, over half of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's redonkulous.
It's crazy.
And people always want to know. I found this interesting. I was looking up what makes up the price of gas, because people are like, you know, apparently the Congress doesn't understand what makes up the price of gas.
Clearly.
70% of the cost of gas really is the cost of oil.
Mm-hmm.
The higher oil is, the more it takes, because, you know, for a perfect example, ConocoPhillips, they don't pump enough oil themselves to refine at full capacity on their own. So they have to buy oil from other companies. Well, if oil is $135 a barrel, they've got to pay that and then refine it. So they got to make money. They're in the business of making money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Democrats are basically saying, how about you not make money for the benefit of everyone else? No.
Yeah, what company is going to do that?
Sure.
I mean, it's capitalism, pursuit of the almighty dollar.
It's common
sense.
Pursuit
of the let's be the most bankrupt. So I was speaking to you on a related note. You know what? The Democrats, I think we got to award them for something. I think they got a great plan on how to fix the price of gas. Put a $2 tax on every gallon.
Yeah, I mean,
it's only logical.
Yeah,
and that's when it starts, and then 10 years later, it'll go up to $6.
The idea behind that, and it's a ridiculous idea if you have any common sense, is that they believe that if they charge more for gas, the demand will go down, which means the supply will overtake the demand, and the price will go down. The problem is you can't tax the people in China because China's demand has doubled in the past 5 years.
Yep.
And OPEC nations, including Russia and Mexico, have hit 12 million barrels a day of demand, 60% more than China and more than Western Europe.
Well, that's why. That's a lot of the reason that we're seeing such a massive increase in price of gasoline, because the demand is up so much. You know, when Bush first took office, or when Clinton left, people were like, well, gas was so cheap, then Bush stepped in. Yeah, but Bush didn't have anything to do with the rapid and mass industrialization of India and China.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
that's
yeah.
what's making gasoline prices skyrocket.
And now it's become where OPEC nations that are, and Saudi Arabia is the same way, who are producing gasoline, are using a lot of their own gasoline because their demand is going up. Mm-hmm. So they're exporting less.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're exporting less, we've got to start making something because otherwise we're not going to get it.
Yeah, there comes a time where we have to be a little more self-sufficient, okay?
Yeah.
You know, it's only, you know, it's common sense. You know, we have oil all over the place in North America. We need to use it.
And
we need to use it until the technology has progressed enough such that we can have transit and factories and whatever in the future that don't require any or at least very little oil.
How about nuclear energy? It's funny because...
No, that's far too logical for the Democrats.
Well, it's all the solutions that we bring forth, the Democrats don't want. It's like telling your little 4-year-old kid, or I don't know, 4 is maybe a little too young for this analogy, 6-year-old kid, you know, what you have in the house for lunch. Oh, well, we've got this, we've got that, and they just deny everything.
Right.
We've offered up the Democrats, hey, Anwar's got to, no, kill the caribou. We don't want to kill the caribou. All that, you know.
Right.
Oh, well, we can drill off the coast of Florida. No, we can't drill off the coast. No, that would kill people. We wouldn't want to do that. That's not good. Well, we can, you know, we can make nuclear energy. No, nuclear energy blows up too much. People die. It's just not good. What the hell do you want us to do then?
Yeah.
What's your solution?
They're tax it.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
all they can think of.
But wait, that doesn't even make sense.
I know. We can make the price of it go down by making it go up.
Ah, okay. No.
How the hell do we do that again?
Your life can be prosperous if you die.
Exactly.
Not really. No. So,
I think that they should just listen to this episode in Capitol Hill.
Because they just don't
in
get
the
it. No, they are so adamant about being stupid and ignorant that they just will not accept logic to show that they're wrong.
And,
it's
you know,
just not going to happen.
I think a lot of it, you know, for some people at least, is because they have the little D for Democrat in front of their name.
Dumbass.
What it stands there for. You go. They just, you know, they're so caught up in fitting the role of the Democrat or of the Republican that they don't make room for common sense because everything has to follow the party.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's I don't want to paint this just at, the Republicans. There have been Republicans in this who have been just as bad. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I just discovered this clip this morning. This is John McCain. I mean, he must. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He must be impersonating a Democrat in this clip because it just doesn't make sense.
I don't like obscene profits being made anywhere. And I'd be glad to look not just at the windfall profits tax. That's not what bothers me. But we should look at any incentives that we are giving to people that or industries or corporations that are distorting the market.
So John McCain now acting like a liberal. It must have rubbed it off.
It must have, after all those years.
Maybe he feels like he needs to take the place of Ted Kennedy while he is not able to.
He's the second oldest. No, he's the...
No, Robert Byrd is the oldest.
Yeah.
He's 90-something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that guy...
Yeah, he's going to die any day.
Oh, yeah. He's on
the
edge.
We're waiting for him.
Ted Kennedy has been in that seat since 62. I don't know how old he is. 70s, probably.
Mm-hmm.
McCain's in his 70s.
Yeah,
that's what we need to get the old people out.
Yeah, we do.
We should force you to retire.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've always said. Effective Congress starts at term limits.
Yeah, that's true.